about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Well, all right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins, and hi again, everybody. Welcome back aboard our local hour here on a couple of my favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is a little smoky still. Hopefully, the weather that we're looking at possibly tomorrow, but into the weekend, windy, cooler, and rainy. Hopefully, that will help with that smoke situation up there. Anyway, also we're on a 97.1 KSBT News Talk Sports on your FM dial. And, of course, at NorthIdahoRadio.com anytime, anywhere you are. Normally, I'd be plugging a Bulldog football game on this show for tomorrow, but we don't have one tomorrow. In this weirdest year of all times, we had a bye for the final week. I kind of miss the old days when we would play Post Falls on Halloween, and they wear that black and orange. It was just like so appropriate, but those days are gone. Anyway, there is a big game on the KBFI side of the radio tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff at Timberlake High School as the undefeated, now let's underline that word, undefeated Bonner's Ferry Badgers go at it at Timberlake. You know, Timberlake is always tough. I believe they have a couple losses, but it's not a must win for the Badgers. They'll be in the playoffs, the way I understand it, irregardless of the outcome. But to go in towards the playoffs undefeated would seed you higher and it'd be great. So 7 o'clock with Mr. Brinkman, 1450 AM KBFI at Timberlake tomorrow. And did you hear the news before we came on just now? At several Circle K stores in Florida, they're going to start selling, cannabis, marijuana at Circle K. I can't wrap my head around what I just heard. It's amazing. So can you imagine, you know, a guy gets a call and his wife saying, "Hey, dear, on your way home, can you stop by Circle K and pick up some milk? Oh, and get some pot. Oh, now that I've said that, can you get some munchies too? You know, chips and stuff? Because, oh, make it caramel corn, dear." Yeah, I just can't believe it. It's day and age that we live in. Anyway, it's Thursday. It's North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Whitty along with you. First up today, we got another good show for you. First up, we'll be chatting with Hannah Combs, the museum administrator at the Bonner County Historical Museum. They have a new executive director. Yes, they do. We're going to introduce you to, she's been on the show several times as the former executive director at Kinderhaven, but it's Jennifer Plummer. What a great choice. What a great resource to have right here in Sandpoint as Heather Upton has moved on and is now the heads up the historical thing at the city. I forget what her exact title is. She'll be on the show again in a couple of weeks. Anyway, we'll be talking to Jennifer and Hannah about their roles there. And there's a chamber after hours event coming up at the Bonner County History Museum. And stuff like what they have planned for Halloween, things like that. So look forward to that. And in our other segment today, we'll be talking about a play that's coming up at the Panda Theater. They've been trying to put this on for several years, but then, of course, there was this little pandemic thing that got in the way. It's called Misery, starring Ken Wood and Kate McAllister. The play is showing October 28th and 29th at 7 o'clock at the Panda, matinee on Sunday the 30th. At 3 o'clock, and Dorothy Prophet and Ken Wood will be here to talk about this play. So we really look forward to that. What else is going on? Busy weekend ahead of us. Saturday, there is the annual Fall Festival and Fashion Show fundraiser benefiting the Boundary County Victim Services. It is this Saturday at 5 o'clock. The doors open at 5. Event starts at 6. They're invited the general public for an evening of togetherness, community, and laughter among old friends and new faces. Fashion show and modeling sponsored by The Dressing Room. There's beer and wine available for purchase provided by Under the Sun. And there's a silent auction. There's complimentary appetizers. And your support will directly contribute to assisting victims of crime and their families in Boundary County. Let's see. It's the Great Northwest Territories Event Center at 998 Mountain Meadows Road in Naples. I'm hoping that folks in Boundary County know exactly where that is. I, off the top of my head, do not. But anyway, that's where the Boundary County Victim Services Fall Festival is happening Saturday. Doors open at 5. It's at the Event Center, 998 Mountain Meadows Road in Naples. For more information, you can stop by Under the Sun or the Dressing Room or Bonner's Books, and you can buy tickets there too. There's entertainment by Riley Kimball. And for more information, you can call 267-7334. That's 208-267-7334. So that's going on Saturday. Also, Saturday and Sunday, the You Pick Pumpkins out at Hickey Farms continues. And on weekends, they have not only barbecue available, but beer and wine and live music. So get the kids out there, grandkids, whatever. It's a lot of fun. Also this Saturday, join in on the Family Fall Fest benefiting Bonner General Health Healing Garden. Enjoy trick-or-treating, kids' activities, and a silly pumpkin auction created by children from their local schools. This event will be held this Saturday from 3 to 5 at 520 North 3rd Avenue in Sandpoint. Also, coming up, I already mentioned Hickey Farms. What else we got here? Friday live music with Scott Reed Trio at the Pondere Winery from 5 until 8. Live music with Hill Stomp on Friday night at Eichhardt's on Cedar Street. That starts at 8 o'clock. Hill Stomp is no novelty act. They're from Portland, Oregon. Blues duo is infamous for digging through the dumps and forgotten backwoods of American music. Sounds good. What could go wrong? Sled Hill Sneak Peek is happening this Saturday as well from 10 until 1 in the Pine Street Woods. So get up there and get a sneak peek at the Sled Hill. Check that out. Also Saturday, University of Idaho, Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center Public Apple Tasting. Try saying that again, Bob. Not going to do it. That is on their North Boyer Road location from 1 until 4. So you can taste up to 40 varieties of apples. a lot of apples. Anyway, let's see. Saturday live music at the winery with Pamela Benton. There's the Kendall Mountain Festival Tour at the Panada Theater for the first time in its 42-year history. The Kendall Mountain Film Festival stops at the Panada Theater. You can go to panada.org or panada.org for more information on that mountain festival, film festival. Also, let's see, this is on Sunday, is the Hot Wing Challenge at Powder Hound Pizza. Our engineer Pat would be interested in this. I understand he likes hot wings, don't you? Yeah. 2 o'clock, can you handle the heat? Come challenge yourself to 10 wings of escalating heat. That means they get hotter as they go along, Pat. Compete in the challenge to win prizes and a lifetime of bragging rights. Pre-registration is required. Space is limited. Stop by Powder Hound Pizza and get signed up. Spectators are welcomed and actually encouraged. Yeah, I could go and have a few beers and laugh at you guys. Bring your cheer squad because you'll probably need it. Entry is $25. So that is happening on the 23rd. Also on the 23rd is Tabletop Game Day at Paddler's Ale House, which is off of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Kootenai. So check that out as well. We're going to be talking to the new executive director of the Sandpoint or the Bonner County History Museum, Jennifer Plummer, and joined by her working partner there, Hannah Combs. So stick around.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Ting wants you to have amazing internet for less. With support from the federal ACP program, we're offering qualified households a $30 discount on their internet bill. That means you'll pay just $9 a month with no contract for our Home Fiber 50 package. Lightning-fast fiber internet that's perfect for streaming and gaming. Now available at an incredibly low price. See if you qualify for this offer by visiting tinginternet.com/ACP offer. That's tinginternet.com/ACP offer.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. And for many years now, you've heard me mention at the end of these spots that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to go. Well, it's true. It is the place you want to go for so many different products for your home, whether it's new construction or remodel or just normal maintenance. If it's a new home, bring in your building plans and let our highly experienced sales staff work you up a quote on your windows, doors, kitchen and bath cabinets, countertops, shower enclosures, mirror work, skylights, and much more. Been dreaming of a complete kitchen or bath remodel? We have some very talented people in place who can help you design and create just what you've always wanted for these spaces. But maybe all you need to do is some simple repairs or replacements around your home. At Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, they have the most experienced installation people in the county. These folks can repair or build new screens, replace foggy insulated glass, remove existing doors and windows, and retrofit new, more efficient ones in their place. You've probably guessed by now that I could go on for quite a while about why I always say, Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back, and as I mentioned, Hannah Combs is with us from the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum, and introducing their new executive director there, Jennifer Plummer. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Of course,
thanks.
You've both been here before, but and you, Jennifer, in a different role.
Yes.
Usually you'd come on the show, we'd talk about Kinderhaven, and just this morning, one of my daughters asked me, so what's the latest with Kinderhaven? And I'm not sure if I explained it correctly. Can you kind of clarify what?
Certainly. Well, it's a pretty heartbreaking story for mm-hmm. local kids. And so there was the short story. Really, it comes down to legislation. So there's some federal legislation that was passed several years ago. It wasn't implemented until last year.
Got it.
And that is federal legislation that really wants to get rid of places like Kinderhaven, group homes for kids. And so the legislation made it just impossible for us to continue the way we were, which was a group home serving local Sandpoint children. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't have been able to continue. We couldn't continue to do that.
So where are those kids now?
Well, the kids...
Or I guess to clarify, a kid who would typically qualify to have mm-hmm. stay at home until mom or dad, whatever the case is, gets it together.
The state is really trying hard to keep kids in the home. Okay. And so that's a really, that's a challenge, you know, but it is, you know, it's hopeful that kids can stay in their homes longer. But the hard answer is that the same issue that existed when Kinderhaven opened over 25 years ago still exists today, which is there are very few foster homes in this area. So unfortunately, kids are placed in overcrowded foster homes, or they sometimes have to be placed out of the area, but they're not the... The answer is there just are not a lot of homes. So we have always said at Kinderhaven, you know, think about it. If you, when people asked about needs, you know, we need foster families.
Yep. Yeah. Well put.
Yep.
And Hannah, I know since your last executive director took the job at the city, you guys have been searching for a new executive director, and it just, in my opinion, couldn't have made a better choice.
Oh, we are so pleased to have Jen on board. It was a long summer for us without a director. Heather moved on to the city in June, but I think it was well worth the wait. I'm glad that the board was really thoughtful about waiting to find the right person, and the timing worked out. And I'm just so glad that we have Jen. We've had a really wonderful first couple weeks together, and we're just up and ready to go with all of our upcoming events and exhibits and planning.
Well, absolutely. Before we talk about all of that stuff, so Jen, explain to folks what the executive director at the museum, what are your duties?
Well, I'm just finding out. like Hannah said, it's just been a couple of weeks since I've been there. You know, a lot of my skills from being an executive director all these years at Kinderhaven will transfer just running a business. A nonprofit is like running any other business. So there are all those administrative duties. But what I'm so excited about, and to echo what Hannah said, we've had a fantastic couple of first weeks. And I'm just excited about really being able to be more creative. I love history. I've always been a huge, passionate lover of history, reading history. And I just, the museum is such a great place.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cool. And I feel, you know, badly now, because like many local people for years and years, I hadn't been to the museum in probably 15 years. And so that's something that I'm really excited about, is not only the new people and visitors and summertime traffic, but let's get our local folks in, because the museum is awesome. It is the coolest, greatest place.
I'm like you. I hadn't gone in years and years, and until Hannah got to work there. And I know that... what her and Heather were doing is kind of changing exhibits and updating it. And it's like, well, it's not such a dingy kind of thing anymore. It's like, I'm going to go back and really, really enjoy going over there and visiting. And you guys do cool things like the first Saturday being free and stuff like that. It's great. So Hannah, what else do you have coming up? Before I forget, next Wednesday is a business after hours through the chamber.
Yeah, so we were approached by a new organization that's based in Hayden called Moxie Events and Excursions.
Okay.
And it's a group of ladies who are setting up all kinds of just excursions for people in the area to learn more about our region, to get out and adventure, especially for people who want more of that guided experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they came to the museum several months ago just to get to know this area and learn more about Bonner County history. So it was really fun talking to them at that point. And then they reached out a while ago and said, hey, we're going to host a Chamber After Hours event, which, as you know, Bob, I don't know if I assume everyone in the community knows through you, are such fun events for Chamber of Commerce members here in Sandpoint to get together and network and get to know each other and learn more about the community. So Moxie Events is going to be hosting that next Wednesday at the museum. It'll be in our lobby from 5 to 7. And Ivana's is catering it.
Yeah.
So if you didn't have a alone. Better reason to come, like that alone will draw in the crowds. Yeah, they're going to have their ribbon cutting at 5:30. And it'll be a great opportunity for the community to visit the museum, if it has been a while since they last came in, and to get to know this new organization.
Yeah, it's great. It's always the business after hours is informal. It's casual. It's free. And it's as you said, great food, and then there's usually beer and wine or whatever. And yeah, it's just a great little social couple hours, and look forward to it. And Jennifer gets to reintroduce herself to the general public.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we as the museum are most excited about. It will be our first opportunity, our first event since Jen is on board, and our first opportunity to introduce her to our community. So we're very super excited.
And then Hannah, the other day, or I guess yesterday, you said, oh, I want to mention Halloween. What do you have going on for Halloween?
Well, we just had a meeting this morning with our volunteer coordinator. Did you want to talk about what we've...
Well, you know it so well, Hannah. You go for it.
All right. So for years, the museum has hosted a Halloween event, and we work with the Sandpoint Lions Club. So in the past, the museum would sort of decorate all of the exhibits, and we would have Halloween inside. So on top of all of the beautiful historic objects in the museum, we would also have spider webs and bats and things, which... was wonderful, and the kids loved it so much. But it did sort of become an issue just in terms of making sure that we're properly caring for the pieces in the collection. We didn't want them to have, like, spider webs stuck to them for months afterward. So a couple of years ago, we moved the event outside. That was also when we were first going through COVID. So it created a safer environment for that. And that has worked out really well. We have it outside the museum, sort of based around the big yellow caboose. So if you've driven around South Sandpoint near Lakeview Park, you will have seen that. And so we set up different little trick-or-treating stations for the kids. And then the Sandpoint Lions Club will host a haunted maze for the older teens and adults. So the trick-or-treating will be on Halloween night, October 31st, which is on a Monday this year. That'll be from 4 to 6 p.m. And we'll do trick-or-treating. We also have a photo booth we set up so your family can take a photo of all of your costumes. And the Lions Club will have popcorn and hot cocoa.
Sounds great.
And then at dusk, we'll kind of switch gears and the Lions Club will take over and they will start their haunted maze throughout their building.
That's wonderful. And a pro tip for any new parents or grandparents out there, if you've not done Halloween here, when you're planning your costumes, make sure the kids are warm, because it sneaks up on you how cold it, I mean, historically, Halloween is a cold, sometimes rainy, half snowy night. And so I always felt sorry for kids going door to door, freezing to death. Yeah. So.
Absolutely. And it's looking like it could be cold and rainy. So bundle up.
And I think people are kind of getting away from the traditional door-to-door and going to events like this. You know, there's also one at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. I think it's the Friday before. Mm-hmm. I would have to look that up. So it's great that you're having it on Halloween night and with the Lions Club. They're such great people to partner with and do these type of things. So, Jennifer, now that I know it's only been a few weeks, but how do you envision the future of the museum? Do you have any changes planned, or what are you thinking?
We have a strategic planning meeting coming up next week, and I'm full of ideas. We will be looking into doing an event, something that we haven't done before, and so that's really going to be a focus for me. We're going to be changing some of the exhibits, and so there's just a lot of creativity and excitement for me, you know, moving forward. It's just been a great, great journey, great, you know.
You obviously are excited.
Yes, I am.
About the future there. And speaking of turning over events, Hannah, do you guys have like a timeline, or are you just like, oh, I'm tired of looking at that picture? Or how do you know when it's time to change something?
Yeah, so if you've been in the museum, it's a little bit of a maze. We have so many different rooms that are like cubby holes with different themes. It's really fun to explore. Most of our exhibits are what we consider permanent exhibits. So these are on topics that really are central to our local history and will remain relevant going into the future. So these are things like our early history, talking about our local tribes, the industries that have really built this community into what it is today. So a lot of those permanent exhibits will be on display perpetually, but every 5 years or so, we give them a little update, a little bit of a visual refresh. And then we do have a primary special exhibit inside the museum, and that one we try to change out every 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
The one that we have had on display has been up for almost 3 years at this point. We opened it the fall before COVID hit. And so we've extended that one for a period of time just so that everyone has had a chance to come in and see it, because we did have limited, well, not limited, but a little bit lower visitation throughout that process. So that was that exhibit is still up. It's called The Women Who Shaped Bonner County. And it talks about over 20 of the women who really impacted and influenced the development of our community here. So that one is fantastic. I do suggest, if you haven't seen it, you make it to the museum before the end of the year, because we will be switching over to a new exhibit next year.
Yeah, and so everybody around here should go to the museum at least every couple of years.
Exactly, yeah. There's always something new to see, so there is always a reason to come in.
Yeah.
We also have fabulous research resources, so that's another good reason to come in if you are curious about the history of your home or business, family history, really anything that you have a question about, we can probably help find information on it.
It's a wonderful resource. A lot of people don't know about it. I was doing a speech about the fire department a few years ago and went and just... It had everything. It had receipts from 1910. It's like, this is so great.
It's awesome.
So if you want to learn more about the Bonner County history, that's what the website is, bonnercountyhistory.org. It's their 50th anniversary, so 1972. Geez, I was in high school in 1972.
Well, I was born in 1972.
And a great picture on your homepage. That's of City. It's a Ross Hall picture at City Beach, and I think it's 1960. And that's Jerry Kramer.
That's Jerry Kramer. Yep.
Sitting there at the beach, who doesn't even know his picture is being taken.
Yep. So. Great picture.
So if you just want to check that out, it's worth it right there. BonnerCountyHistory.org, and it'll give you the museum hours and anything you want to know about events going on there. And hopefully, we'll see you all at the Chamber After Hours this Wednesday at 5 o'clock at the museum. Jennifer Plummer, thanks for joining us. Hannah Combs, great to see you again. And we'll do it again sometime.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you.
We need to take our second break. And when we come back, Dorothy Prophet's here. Ken Wood is here. Going to be talking about the play Misery, which is coming next weekend to the Panada Theater. So stick around.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today. And if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Enjoy outdoor living with a new composite deck. Starting at only $239 a lineal foot, Badger Building Center and Fiberon makes it affordable with a huge selection to fit all budgets. Fiberon composite decking comes with a 25-year stain, fade, and performance warranty. Tons of color options, extremely low maintenance, never needs sanding or staining like those old wooden decks. Call the boys at Badger for your free quote on Fiberon decking. Badger Building Center in Post Falls, Sagal, Bonner's Ferry, and Kalispell. BadgerBuilding.com.
If you're planning your next home do-it-yourself project, look no further than the Flooring Outlet by Carpet One. We have just what you need. Don Thomas here for Carpet One, and I'm here to tell you that no matter how big or small, whatever the product and whatever the budget, you'll find an amazing selection of in-stock and ready-to-take-home products like carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and waterproof flooring starting at just 89 cents per square foot. We've got area rugs big and small starting at $39. Kitchen and bathroom tile for only 79 cents a square foot, engineered hardwood at a blowout price of just $1.88 a square foot, and don't forget about our beds in a box starting at just $2.19. Here at the Carpet One Flooring Outlet, we buy big so you can save big. Using our buying power of more than 1,000 stores, we can offer the best prices on products from big names like Mohawk, Shaw, and Dal Tile. So make it a point to drop by our showroom located between Safeway and Sandpoint Superdrug, where you'll find beautiful flooring for less.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, our second segment for today. In fact, we're here until the top of the hours. We have Dorothy Prophet with us and Ken Wood. And Dorothy, been on the show several times in recent years. And, of course, the Cade Prophet Memorial Production. And how many years, how many plays have you guys done?
I believe this is our sixth.
Sixth one.
Yeah.
In honor of your son. Yep. And this is a play at the Panada next weekend, the 28th, 29th, and 30th, 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
That's correct.
And always at the Panada Theater. And this play is Misery, and it seems to me you've tried to do Misery before, but you ran into some misery and you couldn't do it. What's the history of trying to do Misery here?
In 2018, we were 2 weeks away from opening night when we received, actually Ken was the one that received the email from Warner Brothers and their people and Stephen King and their people and all these people that said, you know, there was a dispute about the rights and that we were going to have to cease and desist because they couldn't come to an agreement. And we tried really hard. Ken tried really hard to reason with them. He's really good at that. And no matter how hard he tried or I tried, we could not convince them that we're a small town, we're a small group in Idaho, and like really, we're little fish. You don't really care about us, but they did care about us, so we had to stop.
Gotcha. So how is it okay now when it wasn't okay then?
Well, since then, the rights to the play have been assigned to the Dramatists, which is a group that purchases or manages theater rights, play rights, and in the past 3 years they've managed to work out whatever differences they had and they acquired the rights to the music for the play. Yes, there is music. It's Liberace's music, and they had to get that worked out. And then when they got that all worked out, they just sent out an email and said, hey, the rights are available now, are you still interested? I really never thought I'd hear from them again. Yeah. I figured after 3 years, you know, they're just forgot about me, but they did reach out. And once they told me that it was okay, then I thought, okay, well, let's revive it. I still had all the props in my garage. It was like
Liberace was just hanging out.
Yeah, just waiting to play. So we picked it up again. And unfortunately, one of the original actors had to drop out because his wife was pregnant and this timing wasn't really good. And we were lucky enough to, Ken had been involved in the original project. Mm-hmm. And so we were lucky enough to get him to jump in and take that role, and it's just going great.
So Ken, most people around here know you a financial advisor, and when did you get this acting bug? Have you always done this? I first saw you, I'm embarrassed if I hadn't, maybe you were in things before that, you were in one of Ben Olsen's plays.
Correct, yeah. So I've been involved in theater since I was like 7 years old.
Okay.
So I've always had an interest in it. Up here, I've been in multiple plays, Ben Olsen's plays, Chris Herron's plays, and was part of even Young Frankenstein recently. But this is the first major role that I've had up here. I've been in major roles in Damn Yankees and Mice and Men, but this is my first major role up here, and a lot of that was just...
Wait, were you the baseball player in Damn Yankees?
I was the baseball player in Damn Yankees.
Wow, hanging out with Lola?
Yep, yep, yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, when I was a kid, that was my favorite. I watched that movie over and over, and I was a big baseball fan. Yeah. And
Shoeless Joe.
Yeah, from Hannibal Moe.
That's right.
Well, good for you. So what's your role in Misery?
So I play Paul Sheldon.
I guess, first of all, let's go back a step. Yeah. What's the storyline?
Sure. Go ahead, Dorothy.
The story is of a famous writer who has just finished his most recent book, and he's really proud of it because it's not a romance novel. He's been kind of stuck in the genre of romance novels, and he wanted to write something more serious and better, and he just finished it. And following his tradition, he did it by himself in a hotel room tucked away in Colorado. And on his way, leaving the little hotel to go deposit his book back with his publishers, he gets in a car accident, and his biggest fan, Annie Wilkes, happens to find him and take him to her house and wants to nurse him back to health. Kind of.
I could tell from the tone of your voice there was a big kind of in there.
Yeah. So Annie's kind of an interesting character. She's far less than normal. And she, I think, this is my opinion, I believe that she looks at Paul as more of a means to an end. He's the golden goose. He produces what she loves, which are these misery books. And she doesn't want him to die, not because she cares anything about him at all, but because she wants another book.
Yeah. And it says right here, the irate Annie has Paul writing as if his life depends on it.
And it does. Because
it does. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Paul, how do you handle this?
Well, so it's been an extremely interesting character to be, because it's a character that you can tell is just helpless. He's stuck in a house where he has no clue how he got there other than she drug him there. He can't walk. His legs are broken. He's relying on her for everything. And she is truly psychotic. Her anger flips up at the drop of a dime. And so he never knows what he's going to get with her. The helplessness of the characters really comes through.
Yeah. Well, I can tell by the look on your face you're enjoying it, and actually enjoying talking about it. And we're going to continue talking about it and talk about the other cast members and so on and so forth. We got to take our third break here and get it out of the way, and we'll be right back with Ken Wood and Dorothy Prophet. So stick around.
Taylor and Son. Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Son Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. As with all of Sandpoint, Taylor and Sons is in a fall transition. Production and arrival of new Chevrolets is picking up on our most popular models, including Silverado 1500, Silverado HD, Tahoe, Suburban, and Equinox. Taylor and Sons is starting to build inventory on these popular models, and for the first time in a while, our inventory affords the opportunity to see it, like it, buy it, all in the same day. Taylor & Sons knows the market for the Inland Northwest. The vehicles we order align with the most popular content for our area, including Trail Boss Silverados, Duramax diesel-equipped trucks, and Z71 trim Tahoes and Suburbans. Taylor & Sons provides comprehensive online listings for our customers available on desktop or mobile, including multiple pictures, links to factory window stickers, and clear transaction pricing for every new Chevrolet in stock. Visit our website, tschevy.com, to view all Chevrolet inventory currently in stock or on the way from the factory. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Now's the time to get your seasonal flu vaccine at Sandpoint Superdrug. They're in stock now. They offer the quadrivalent flu vaccine for everyone, including high-dose quadrivalent for seniors over the age of 65. It's no charge deal with most insurance companies, and only $30 if no insurance. Sandpoint Superdrug is more than an independent pharmacy. They're family-owned and operated with an eclectic selection to meet all your home and health needs. Located on 5th Avenue, stop in today.
Fall in North Idaho is my favorite time of the year. There's a crisp nip in the air, and of course, the grapes are arriving, providing us the beginnings of our next vintage of Ponderay wines. Our award-winning 2020 Merlot is the wine of the month and should be enjoyed with one of our fine menu options. We have a paint and sip, piano Wednesdays, artwork by Melissa Cole, and music every Friday and Saturday evening. More information can be found on our website or by coming to visit us at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. It's shaping up to be a busy October. We'd love for you to be part of it, so come join us at the Ponderay Winery.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now's the time to mix and match a few of your faves. Buy one McChicken, McDouble, or Hot and Spicy McChicken and get another one for just a buck. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
If you're a don't talk to me before I've had my coffee type of person, then go get a refreshingly sweet McCafe iced coffee made with 100% Arabica beans at McDonald's. And I'll wait.
Now for a limited time, get a sweet and cinnamony pumpkin spice iced coffee. Or keep it classically cool with caramel and French vanilla. Enjoy a medium in any flavor for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
KSPT 1400. KBFI 1450. North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Got about 10 minutes left here of North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte. Along with you, we have Dorothy Prophet with us and Ken Wood. They are Ken starring in, and Dorothy is directing and producing the play Misery at the Panada Theater, not this weekend, next weekend. It's starring Kate McAllister and Ken right here. It's based on the movie by Stephen King, so it's going to be like the perfect Halloween.
Let me talk play. To that for just a minute. Yeah. So there was a book, Misery, that mm-hmm. Stephen King wrote, and then it was made into a movie. And that was directed by Rob Reiner, and that was written by William Goldman. And now there is the play. Now, there's vast differences between all three of them. There are, you know, the characters are the same, but how they, and for the most part, how they play out is the same. But there are things that Stephen King could do in the book that they didn't really put on the screen because William Goldman and Rob Reiner wanted it to tone down a bit to be more palatable for the masses. They didn't want it to be quite as gory or dark as the book was. And then they had to translate that to the live stage, which there's a lot of things in the movie that they couldn't do on live stage because special effects and all that kind of stuff. But there were things in the book that they could do on live stage. So each one of those mediums, written, movie, and now live theater, is just ever so slightly different.
Gotcha. Great explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you guys, we were talking during the break, Kate McAllister is in this production. She's been in, obviously, numerous productions over the years. And Ken, you're starring with her, but you were telling me that this is not the Kate McAllister you're used to seeing on stage.
No, this is Kate is extremely frightening in this production. So all 5 foot one of her.
Yeah. Well, she's Irish through and through, and Irish people can get their tempers up.
Yes. I think this is cathartic for her. I think there are people that are having happier days because she's getting all of this out on the stage.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Dorothy, let's talk to your Cade Prophet Memorial Productions. What are you guys all about? Why do you do this? And
well, grief is a tough thing. And when my son passed away, I didn't really know what to do with myself, but I was fairly certain that sitting at home and drinking wine all the day long was not a good idea. And so one of the things that I've always loved and enjoyed was theater. And I thought, well, let's put that to use somehow. So I started the little nonprofit organization and started doing theater shows. And we donate our funds or the proceeds from the productions to the Better Together Animal Alliance.
Right.
To date, we've donated just a little over $7,000. And then, you know, this is the biggest one that we've done so far. So I'm hoping that we can get a big donation to them this time. They suffered a lot, just like many businesses did during COVID. And so they're kind of, you know, trying to get their feet back under them. And I want to help them do that. And the reason I do that is because my son Cade loved the animal shelter. It was one of his most favorite things to do, go visit the inmates at the shelter. And so I just do that in memory of him.
And the cast in all of your shows and the crew are all volunteers?
Absolutely. Everyone is volunteer. We don't pay anyone. Everyone gives of their time quite generously. I try to make it fun. You know, for the most part, it's like some people get together and play softball. Some people get together and go bowling. We get together and pretend to be other people. It's just great.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Let's do that. So who are there other cast members in this, or is it just the two?
I'm on this particular version of the show, there's only the two people. There's just Kate and Ken, Annie and Paul. So there was, and like I said, there's more characters in the book. There's more characters in the film. Each version is just ever so slightly different.
So if you read the book and enjoyed it, and then you saw the film, were you disappointed, or was it just, I mean, I read a lot, and then lots of time, you know, typically a movie will come out going, nah, you didn't get it.
I was very disappointed between the book and the movie, because they softened it up so much. Annie's, the character that Stephen King wrote for Annie, he describes her as having absolutely no redeeming qualities. There is nothing good about her at all. And yet in the movie, Annie is portrayed as being kind and wonderful at times and then dark at others.
Gotcha.
And that's not in the book who she was at all. So I tried to put in our version or our rendition of the play, I tried to make Annie, through direction, be more like the Annie in the book. I wanted her to just not have any redeeming qualities.
So if you liked the book better, which I think most people, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, is better than the movie, then you will really enjoy the play. Ken, you think that's true?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And I would say, if you're coming to see the play and expecting Kathy Bates, it's not. Kate does not play it that way at all. So it's a very darker version of
Nor does Ken play it like James Caan. I mean, the cast members and myself, we listened to the book or read the book over the summer to refresh our memories of what the book was like and try to embrace the characters in the book, because they're more fleshed out. They're better characters.
Creepier.
In my opinion. And so that's one of the things at the beginning of each show I will take the time to explain to the audience, is if you think what you're about to see is a live version of the movie, it is not. It is more of a live version of the book.
Gotcha. And Ken, being on stage and knowing that you're 50% of the people that are going to be in this play, is that a little frightening for an actor?
I don't know if
it's... Or do you get off on it?
It's kind of exciting, to be honest with you, Bob. And it's also knowing that you have a lot of trust in your co-star. And I have absolute 100% trust in Kate. I've worked with Kate in a lot of other areas in this community. And so I think that we play off each other very, very well up there. And we have each other's back when you're on stage.
Again, Misery, it is, there's three showings, not this weekend. This weekend is the Kendall Mountain Festival Tour, film festival, for the first time ever in Sandpoint. And that's the following weekend on October 28th and the 29th at 7. That's Friday and Saturday. And then a week from Sunday on the 30th, perfect Halloween matinee. Can kids come to this?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say 15, 16 is probably as young as would be good to see it, just because there's a lot of scary subject matter. Yeah. And I wouldn't want my younger children to see that, just because I don't want them up all night having nightmares. So, but that's my take on it. And yeah. I don't think we're going to be checking IDs at the door, but parents hopefully.
Probably suggest that you leave the kids and grandkids at home.
Yes.
You can get tickets online at panada.org or at Brown Paper Tickets,
yeah.
I believe. Is there anywhere locally?
iCarts. Our friends at iCarts are always willing to sell tickets for us, and we are very grateful for that.
And Dorothy, you were telling me a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about doing this segment that live theater in Sandpoint, people need to get out and support it if you want to see it continue.
That's true. We have some really great groups right now. We have Lake Pontarea Repertory Theater and then our group. And I know that there's other people that periodically do things. But in order for us to survive, we need people to come to the shows, because it's really expensive to put on a show at the Panada Theater. We're hoping to get back into the Heartwood sometime soon, now that Rob Talbot's got that up and going.
Yeah, great.
It's a little cost-wise, it's a little easier to do there. But if you want live theater to continue, we have to have people come see it, or else it's just going to die out.
Yeah. So you want to support it, and yeah, the next thing to do, starring Kate McAllister and Ken Wood, is a Halloween performance. Oh, you have a Halloween performance?
No, we tried to. What happened?
It's still
was
on the website. Just
we
saying.
We tried to put on, or we tried to do another show on Halloween. Unfortunately, on Brown Paper Tickets, when we were selling pre-sale tickets, we sold tickets for every other show, but not even one ticket for Halloween. So we decided that doesn't look like a good pencil out for us.
But he's going to be at the History Museum, because that's what we were talking about before you guys came on. We have to go, but guys, thanks for doing this for
you
know, your memorial and keeping Life Theater going in Sandpoint. We have got to run. That's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. I'm back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.